Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to the Black Lab Inbox. This is Roberto, and once again, we're here to answer your questions on Black Lab Linux and everything tech related. The questions that I receive, I'm going to go ahead and read them off, and I will give you your answers. For those of you that want to send me questions, the email address is rjdohnert@pc-opensystems.com. So with that, let's go ahead and get started. Martin V asks, will you continue to use GNOME 3 as a default interface, or you plan to switch to KDE or back to XFCE at some point in time? Well, Martin, we plan to keep offering the GNOME 3 desktop environment as the default for the time being. We do have an XFCE release coming out for users of first-gen 64-bit systems whose graphics capabilities may not actually be able to handle the power of GNOME 3. And so those are the only two versions that we are going to offer. And at this point in time, GNOME 3 is our default. People seem to like it, and it's been getting rave reviews. So GNOME 3 is the route we're going. We hope you like it too. If not, be sure to send us feedback, and we always take feedback into consideration. All right. The second question comes from Tina B. Tina asks, do you guys plan to offer the Acer systems again, or are you going to stick with Lenovo? And if not, do you have any of the Acer systems left? Tina, we do have some of the Acer systems left over, so if you want one of those, make sure you just contact sales at pc-opensystems.com. And let us know which model you want, and we'll go ahead and ship that out to you. It will come with the latest version of GNOME of Black Lab Linux 6 with GNOME 3. All right. The next one is from Sam. All right. Sam asks, which version of Black Lab Linux do you suggest for people who do multimedia production? And for that, we suggest the Black Lab Pro Desktop along with the studio extensions. That would be the best thing to do. That would be one to get. And you can go and download it, install the multimedia extensions. If you need support, make sure you let us know, and we will get you support. All right. Shannon G asks, how's the relationship with Tiger Direct going? That is actually going very well, and we will actually be revamping the refurb system soon to actually add more models to it. Right now, I think all we got is like three or four up there, and so we plan to get them back in. And this is another question about the refurb systems from Robbie S. Robbie asks, will you guys offer the Mac systems again, or do you plan to stick to more recent machines? It depends on what Tiger Direct and, of course, what our clients give us. If they give us old Mac systems, then yes, we will be shipping the old Mac systems, which if they're PowerPC Macs, we'll be shipping those with MorphOS, which is a offshoot or a more next-generation version of the Amiga OS. It's a much better solution than the Amiga OS, and we'll be offering that on old Mac systems. Alright, so next one, let's go ahead, which was a Black Lab Image Creator version. Let me go ahead and ask that. What distributions are supported by Black Lab Image Creator? Well, of course, we support Ubuntu 14.10 with 1.5. We support Ubuntu 14.10. We support the Ubuntu GNOME version and Zubuntu and LXD somewhat. I mean, you know, I haven't really tested it with LXD because the people that want to use it usually do Ubuntu, or they do Ubuntu GNOME or Zubuntu. Seem to be the three most popular ones. Alright, so that's what we're doing. We're still planning to work with Red Hat on getting it to work with the Red Hat distributions, CentOS, RHEL, and Fedora. And so stay tuned for that. It's a work in progress, and we will continue to work on Black Lab Image Creator as long as that needs. We don't support 1504 yet. That'll probably come in the spring when everything thaws out. All right. So the next one, I think that was the end of the Black Lab Linux related questions. Let's see. Boom, boom, boom. Green Giant. Come on, start. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom. Mark L. asks, if we sponsor Black Lab Linux, can we sponsor as individuals or is it just companies? If you want to sponsor Black Lab Linux, you can actually sponsor it as an individual. Your name will actually get listed on the donations page. If you have a business and you become a permanent sponsor, then your business will get a front page ad depending on which level of sponsorship that you decide to go with. But yeah, we do individuals and we do regular sponsorships. Okay, individuals and corporate sponsorship. All right. So, Nate C. asks, with Black Lab Linux, what's going on with the PowerPC version? PowerPC version is for sale. Just contact sales at pc-opensystems.com, and we can go ahead and run and get you a copy. Right now that one's still a little, we haven't upgraded that one yet. Still based on the 12.04 system. We're working on the 14.04 base system. So PowerPC version will be continue to be updated, and, we're working with Canonical and we're working with, IBM on getting those to run on the power systems. So, all right. So that is the end of the Black Lab questions. Now for technical questions. Which Linux distribution is best for animation work? Well, that would determine... Oh, that question was asked by Gail. All right, and... Gail, well, we offer the animation kit with Black Lab Linux 6. And so that would obviously be what I would suggest you use, is Black Lab Linux 6 with the animation kit. If you're looking for more of a TV broadcasting system, I would say go with the TriCaster from NewTek. They're pretty affordable systems, and even though they don't run Black Lab, they're still very good systems for television production. But yeah, Black Lab Linux 6 with the animation kit. And if you order hardware from us, if you look in our professional section, you decide you want an animation workstation, we will go ahead and pre-install the animation kit for you. All you have to do is ask, and we'll go ahead and remaster it and send you a copy for your own usage. And that's the thing with all hardware. We give you a copy of Black Lab Linux so that in case you have to restore the system or something happens, you can go ahead and do it. And also, if you have an animation system already up and all you need is the hard drive, just let us know on our pre-installed hard drive section. We'll go ahead and we'll go ahead and pre-install the animation kit. You just have to ask for us to go ahead and do that, and we'll ship that right out to you. All right. The next question comes from Jackie C. I'm looking to get into the Linux distro business. What's the best way to proceed? All right, how do you proceed to get into the Linux distro business? Don't. Because the whole thing is that the market is really congested, especially on the community side. The market is really congested. But if you were looking to get into the Linux distro business, I would say go into the enterprise computing business. All right. And you have to offer something compelling for them to actually choose your system versus something that's already available. And I'm not saying this because, you know, I want to curb competition or anything like that. That's not the point at all. All right. is just that the days of standalone distros, that business is obsoleted pretty much. Okay, we still offer standalone distros to be able to get our names out there, and you know, but as for making a profit off of it, it's very hard to make a profit off of it because, like I said, the market is just so congested. The enterprise market, if you want to get into it, I would say bundle the hardware with the software. But I'm going to tell you, with the enterprise business, you're going to have to claw, work, scrounge and scrape every little bit of turf that you get. All right, it's not an easy business to get into. It's not. Because you're going to have to deal with at least 2 years of people talking shit about you. You're going to have to worry about people trying to undercut you. You're going to have to worry about people outbidding you. And being a new startup, you know, that's one of the concerns that you're going to have to really face in life, is the fact that people will be able to undercut you and will be able to outbid you because, let's face it, you're not going to have much working capital to start off with unless you've got a venture capitalist or an angel investor who's already put millions of dollars into your company. All right, but to start from scratch, it's going to be a hard road to hoe, and it's going to take you a long time to get up there. Now, why do I say the enterprise business versus the general consumer, the general consumer? Because basically, the Linux community, it's very hard to sell to them. They normally, most of them, will not buy Linux hardware from you. Okay, and believe it or not, they won't. All right, because let's take it for example. On our hardware site, we offer a Lenovo tower for $440, okay? Which we all know works with Linux. All right, out of box. And that's one of the reasons why we went with Lenovo, is because they gave us the hardware platform that works with Linux totally out of box. The problem that you're going to have is that these guys are going to want to go to Walmart, buy a $350 computer, go home, download Ubuntu for free, and put it on that machine. All right. Despite the fact that it's still going to suck because it's got a Celeron processor in it, and it's probably going to take them 6 to 7 hours to get everything to work just right, they don't want to hear that. Okay, and so that's the problem you're going to have with the general consumer market, is that most people don't care. The community doesn't care whether you offer Linux PCs or not, because, you know, the Linux community, pretty much, they're all power users anyway, and they're going to go download and install it, and they don't care what you offer. One of the places that Ubuntu has done well in is that, for the first time ever, okay, is that I actually went to Sears, and I saw an Ubuntu notebook. I think it was a Toshiba or something like that. Anyway, but I was talking to the guy about the machine, and I always ask the question, you know, how well does it sell? I always ask, how many returns do you get? And he said it does really well. And Ubuntu has, even though a lot of people hate Unity, all right, that's why Linux Mint is so popular, because people hate Unity, all right. Ubuntu and Lenovo, excuse me, Ubuntu, Canonical, has gone out there and positioned themselves so that, you know, you have the one desktop option. You have Unity. And when you work with the general consumer public, grandma, grandpa, people who are not IT experts, who are not Linux power users, all right, they don't care about the desktop. They don't know what KDE is. They don't know what GNOME is. They don't give a shit less what Unity is. All right, as long as they can get online, get to their YouTube, get to their mail, they're happy with it. All right, and that is, Ubuntu in many ways has set the standard of what the Linux desktop should be. And despite the fact that a lot of people hate Unity, for the general consumer public, they don't even know there's an option, so they love it. And it has been getting a lot of traction lately. If you look at NASA, they use a lot of Ubuntu. If you look at the Army, they use a lot of Ubuntu. If you look at NASA, they use a lot of Ubuntu. But, and that's another thing too I want to say. If you're going to enter the enterprise Linux market, even though these people may use something else, don't worry about that. Just offer your product. Because one thing I've learned personally is that military, and law enforcement, they use a wide range of products. They're not just going to use one, okay? And they may use Windows in conjunction with Ubuntu servers. They may use Ubuntu desktops with conjunction with Windows servers. They may use Black Lab in conjunction with Ubuntu and Windows servers or Unix servers. But that is a hard, but I'm not going to say that's hard, but that's the hard truth of it, actually, is that they use a lot of it. So don't get discouraged if you talk to somebody and they say no. Because let me tell you something, you're going to hear no a lot more than you're going to hear yes. When you hear yes, it's very much worth it. And make sure that you offer great support for your systems. So that way if somebody comes to you, you can fix them versus having to send them off somewhere else or being like, well, just reinstall the system. They don't want to reinstall the system. They want to have it up and running, and they don't want to have to deal with any bull. So if you're going to get into the Linux desktop market, like I said, go with hardware and software in conjunction with each other, that they work perfectly with each other, and make sure you offer quality product. That would be your best bet. But don't expect to become rich overnight or take off overnight. It's not going to happen. And if you're looking for just a quick way to make a buck, Linux is not the market you want to go into, because it's not going to happen. All right. And in conjunction with that, also offer one desktop environment. Two most popular, KDE or GNOME, are the two most popular you're going to have in the enterprise market. Alright, don't worry about offering XFCE, LXDE, or any of those, because to tell you the truth, the general consumer does not care about it. They don't know what that is. Alright, and all you're going to do is confuse them if you offer five different software releases with five different desktops. But by Red Hat standards, by ours, by CentOS, by Oracle, GNOME is the way to go. Most widely accepted in the enterprise market. You may get a smattering of people asking for a KDE release or asking if you can do KDE. So don't close the door on that, but you're going to get just a few people. But I've never gone into a bid, and people can add, a lot of these guys can, you know, back me up on this. I've never gone into a bid where they've said, hey, can I have an XFCE desktop? Can I have LXDE? Can I have Mate? Can I have Window Maker? Can I have Unity? Can I have GNOME? Can I have KDE? It doesn't work like that. And they want one desktop. They want to see how well it works. They want to see how well the integration is. And if it works perfect, they'll come to you. But don't confuse your client with terms like XFCE. Do not confuse your client with terms like LXDE, because they're not going to they're not going to know what you're talking about, and all it's going to do is just offer them a whole lot of confusion. So those would be my suggestions when going into the commercial desktop market. Alright, now dude, I do not know how to pronounce your name here. Okay. Piotr asks, I think it's Piotr. Piotr? Or is it Peter? I don't know. But anyway, he asks, do you still do work with the Amiga community, and do you still offer Amiga Forever? And what's the status of your participation in the Amiga market? Well, we still do offer Amiga Forever. I still have a few copies of that laying around that I'm willing to sell you. Aeros, we still do a lot of looking at Aeros. We still do a lot of work with Aeros, and it's a very good system to work with. Our Arix netbook is put off by delays by the manufacturer, by the software developer, but as soon as he has something out there, we will be offering Arix netbook. As for working with the community or with Hyperion or the Amiga OS, we're not going to do that. Okay. First of all, the legal minefields in that are a pain in the ass to deal with, so we're not going to deal with that. Second, they don't want our assistance, so they can go ahead and do whatever it is that they want to do, and we're fine doing whatever it is we do. But we do offer the emulation technologies for customers, so they can go ahead and download like FSUAE. And actually, the Amiga OS 4.1 Classic does run on FSUAE. So you guys can purchase that from Amiga Kit and Aeon and get that on your system. Amiga Forever, like I said, that's a pretty good system. I've heard people tell me they've had a lot of problems with the live CD version of it. So, is it something I would suggest? Not necessarily right now. At the moment, I wouldn't suggest it. But it's definitely a good look back at what the Amiga community was and everything else. And if you want that retro trip down memory lane, that's the best thing to get is Amiga Forever. If you want something next generation, I would stay away from Amiga OS 4. Because it runs on a simple subset of hardware. You'd have to buy the X1000 or you'd have to buy a SAM. SAM's a little cheaper than the X1000. But if you have an old Mac laying around or anything like that, grab a copy of MorphOS. That is an awesome, awesome operating system. And it's pretty cheap too. So if you go online, you can buy the Mac for $200-$300 and then go buy MorphOS for $150 and you get continuous upgrades too. Okay, you won't be charged if they consider it a final update. They will not charge you for what they consider a final update. You continue to get their MorphOS releases for free. But yeah, if you wanted to go the Amiga route, the next gen Amiga route, I would say MorphOS and a Mac, PowerPC based Macintosh. If you have the $3,000, get the X1000. It's a good system. If you like one of those purists who just want the Amiga name, then yeah, you're gonna buy an X1000. You're gonna buy a SAM. That would be your best choices here. At this rate in time. All right. Now, where is that other? There was another one I wanted to do. Where did he go? I saw him just a few minutes ago. I lost. No, I didn't. Kevin here. He asked, do I think that the Windows 10 will eat into the Linux desktop market, or do you think that Windows is still dead? I never thought of Windows as a dead platform. Windows is still the most popular out there on the PC platform, bar none. You may hate it, you may try to dispute it, but Windows is king. Mac, you have the subset of the Macintosh and other, and the few Linux based offerings there that you know you can get. I would suggest that it's not, that the Windows market is not dead, and I do not think that Windows 10 will eat into the Linux desktop market. You may have a little bit of a stall on there because of the fact that they're planning to offer it to Windows 7 and Windows 8 users for free. And so people who use Windows 7 and Windows 8, they're going to obviously upgrade to Windows 10 because they don't care about Linux or anything like that. So I don't see a mass exodus from the Windows world into the Linux world. I doubt you're going to see that. But it will definitely be an interesting voyage to see what's going to happen. Windows 10 is good. I've downloaded the public beta and I've installed it on a machine. And I like it. I think Microsoft did a really good job with it. But it's one of those we'll have to wait and see here. Stephen T. asks, I'm in doubt what license I should buy. Let me first state what my goal is. I would like to have Linux as my main operating system that would make use of internal GFX from processor and run Xen to boot into Windows from my new GFX card, the R9290, which has only got official support as of kernel 3.17. So I started to Google and look for a distro that had this kernel out of box. I came on your website. As I want to support you guys, I would like to buy a license and see there are many differences between the license. I would want GNOME and also Wine included, like in the educational license, but I don't know if I can buy this as a regular home user. And does the professional version include Xen, or is that something I will need to do myself? Because I tried many times in the past, but due to kernel not fully supporting my GFX I wanted to use for my pass-through, I failed many times, only to realize that was due to lack of kernel support for my card XD. Okay. Professional version, Xen is not included, but you can download it for free. We do have the 3.17 kernel in a repository, an installable script, so you can do it like that. If you want the educational version, contact sales at pc-opensystems.com and give us a reason why you want the educational version. Now, I don't mind selling the educational version to somebody who obviously needs it for specific hardware support. I wouldn't mind doing that, but it's not something I would do, like, I would like offer just everybody. We're doing a public beta of educational right now, so you can actually download and try for free and then purchase from us if that's what you want to do. Alright, actually the GFX kernel, the GFX module does have support in kernel 3.13, and because I know plenty of people who have a GFX card and it works perfect. But you can, like I said, you can download any of the options and try it. But for your case, I would say buy the professional version. That would be your best. That would be a good route to go. All right. And yes, we do include Wine and all that with the professional version as well as the educational version. All right, Steven, you were the last one. You were the lucky winner today. What do you win? Thank you. All right. So we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you much, much later. Have a great day. Bye now.